Bris Milah tips, what is done with the foreskins? There are a lot of misunderstandings about this one, as well as all kinds of, unfortunately, not so very clean jokes. One misunderstanding I found on a website which talks about superstitions or segulas, and in the list of one of these segulas supposedly used for getting pregnant, it suggests swallowing the foreskin cut off at a bris. Aside from that, of course, being kind of disgusting, I honestly think it's a mistake or, at best, a misunderstanding. No matter how you look at it, that's just plain wrong. I suppose there are some moles who will discard the foreskin with the bandages and refuse, which is created in the process of the bris, such as whatever packagings of the bandages or the instruments, and perhaps a dirty diaper. But in simple terms, it is generally buried at the first opportunity. There's even a custom to get the ball rolling on the burial process by having a dirt-filled dish at the bris, so the foreskin can be immediately deposited in the dirt once it is removed. Those who go so far to prepare the dirt bowl nowadays are usually either Hasidic or so-called ultra-Orthodox or Haredi, if you will, although anybody is open to doing it. It is by no means a law. It is only a custom. If you think about it, burying the foreskin makes a lot of sense. Our regard for the human body, once its function of housing the soul is complete, is to treat it with respect and to return it to the earth from whence it came. Once the foreskin's function, which is to serve as the vehicle to allow the completion of the Jewish male, is completed, it too returns to the earth from whence it came. With regard to this idea of the foreskin serving as the function to allow for the completion of the Jewish male, you have to look at the Midrash Tanchuma in Parshas Tazria, which cites a famous dispute between Rabbi Akiva and the Roman procurator Turnus Rufus, but of course that conversation is for a different time.